coffee, Lady Stratfield?
That would be very, very nice.
Caroline?
Thank you.
What a comfort it is to have got rid of the men for a little. The annoying thing is that the wretches can be perfectly happy without us. That is why I think it is every woman's duty never to leave them alone for a single moment, except during this short breathing space after supper, without which I believe we poor women would be absolutely worn to shadows.
Worn to shadows,
dear? Yes, Lady Hunton, it is such a strain keeping men up to the mark. They're always trying to escape from us.
It seems to me that it is we who are always trying to escape from them. Men are so very, very heartless. They know their power and use it.
What stuff and nonsense all this about men is. The thing to do is to keep men in their proper place.
But what is their proper place, Lady Caroline?
Looking after their wives, Mrs. Allenby.
Really? And if they're not married?
If they are not married, they should be looking for a wife. It's perfectly scandalous, the amount of bachelors who are going about society. There should be a law passed to compel them all to marry within 12 months.
But if they're in love with someone who, perhaps, is tied to another?
In that case, Lady Stratfield, they should be married off in a week to some plain, respectable girl in order to teach them not to meddle with other people's property.
I don't think that we should ever be spoken of as other people's property. All men are married women's property. That is the only true definition of what married women's property really is. But we don't belong to anyone.
Oh, I am so very, very glad to hear you say so.
Well, I suppose the type of husband has completely changed since my young days, but I'm bound to state that poor dear Hunton was the most delightful of creatures and as good as gold.
Ah, my husband is a sort of promissory note. I'm tired of meeting him.
But you renew him from time to time, don't you?
Oh, no, Lady Caroline. I have had only one husband as yet. I suppose you look upon me as quite an amateur.
With your views of life, I wonder you married at all.
So do I.
My dear child, I believe you are really very happy in your married life, but that you like to hide your happiness from others.
I assure you, I was horribly deceived in earnest.
Was it something very wrong Mr. Allenby did?